The BBC approached me last year to feature on their Inside Out programme. A sort of minor celebrity interviews another minor celebrity, as it were. As my niece reckons I'm a Z-list celebrity, you sort of get the point. Of course, the BBC are the least trustworthy of any of the broadcasters, as any politician of any hue will tell you. So I was very reluctant. They were very insistent, however, and the theme was to see how the European affected people back home. It was a theme so close to my heart, against my better judgment, I decided to give it a go. The interviewer was the light heavyweight champion of the world, Johnny Nelson. As well as boxing, he is a keen fox hunter, so we had a couple of things in common. If you can count a bit of army boxing, and me trailing behind the Middleton field on Milo, clutching my hip flask as serious sport. The great man spent 5 days with me in Yorkshire and Strasbourg, and asked a string of very pertinent questions, and clearly is a born interviewer. The whole experience was almost enjoyable, and I look forward to the programme in keen anticipation. Amazing I can be so naive. Absolutely every serious question was left on the cutting room floor. I mean every one. A complete waste of everybody's time. A 10-minute programme of nothing. It was as though the programme had been made by Cool Hand Luke. Is the Europhilia at the BBC too deep-rooted to be cut out? Does it run in the blood of even the most junior editor? So the good people of Yorkshire remain in ignorance of how the Euro monster affects their daily lives. Let me run a few things past you. If they have closed your local post office, it is because the European Union have decreed that any form of postal subsidy is illegal. It's nothing to do with Westminster. It is the EU's responsibility now that nobody knows what stamp to put on what envelope. Your water bills went up last year by 7%. Much of this increase, nearly 3 times Gordon Brown's inflation figure, has gone into the new Clearwater Directive. £80 million in the case of Yorkshire Water this year alone. Yet British rivers are the cleanest in Europe, and our rivers flow into the sea. Not through anyone else's country, but we must comply. Of course, 7% on my water bill is neither here nor there. But I'm not an old-age pensioner. Our village and hundreds of villages like ours are now suffering from the EU Landfill Directive. Thousands of tons of industrial waste are being ploughed into the land at enormous expense. The stench is overpowering. It is referred to as compost by the usual lying, cheating Jobsworths at the Council Environment Agency. It is disgusting and burns the land where it's dumped. It must get into the food chain. Thank you, greeny MEPs, for another own goal. In order to meet the EU renewable energy targets by 2020, we will need over 30,000 wind turbines over 400 feet high. The greatest desecration of the landscape since the Industrial Revolution. They are useless, of course, as the Germans will tell you. They have 19,000 already and have not decommissioned a single conventional power station. The Danes are giving up building any more. They're fed up with selling energy to the Swedes at half price because the wind blows at the wrong time. 30,000 means that there will be one in your backyard. Don't believe anybody who tells you it won't affect the value of your house. Ill-informed, pompous chump Toadie Watson, leader of the increasingly absurd Liberal Democrats, was castigating the Americans in the Strasbourg chamber last week on CO2 emissions. The fact that the European Union has increased its emissions considerably more than the USA since Kyoto seems to have escaped this hopelessly ill-informed individual. Incidentally, while we're on the subject of treaties, the Americans did sign Kyoto. They did not ratify it. In just the same way, the Germans signed the treaty for an EU constitution, but did not ratify it. But nobody talks about that, least of all our chum Toadie. If anybody really believed the world was going to end through CO2 emissions, there would be some sort of emergency action plan. I mean, really, genuinely believed we were slipping into the abyss. The immediate emergency measures would have to include a ban on all holiday flights, closing trade with India and China, a rationing of fossil fuels, massive compulsory birth control programs, and that's just a start. Incidentally, you would not believe the extra emission caused by speed bumps alone. Leeds University have done a paper on it. The EU Parliament pumps out tons and tons just by decamping to Strasbourg from Brussels once a month. But of course nobody really believes it. It's just another bandwagon. Take your bins. Nobody else will. Paper in one, compost in the other, plastic in something else. Of course, when it's taken away and you can no longer see it, it all gets dumped in the same hole. Oh, yes, it does. Believe me. Like speed cameras, green taxes, it's just another opportunity for them to put their hand in your pocket. Do you ever wonder why the average modern urban child is a knife-wielding, grunting mutant? Probably because its school is a discipline-free zone and it's never seen its father. Yet the illiberal middle-class charity Quangoites learn nothing from experience. The NSPCC want to outlaw smacking, and some lunatic alcohol charity want to criminalise children being introduced to drink under parental supervision. Surely you do not need to be a child psychologist to know that if you make it naughty, they all want to do it. Why do British children binge drink, yet not their Italian or French counterparts? I mean, how difficult is it? Where do these people come from? The ridiculous Arlene McCarthy, another interfering idiot MEP, thinks no children should handle a gun until they're 18. No, I don't mean teeny drug dealers, but rural children and shotguns. You bring youngsters up with a healthy respect for guns and gun safety. This starts young. You don't wait for a lad to turn 18, when he's long since stopped listening to his dad, and shove a 12-bore in his hand. Perhaps we get the politicians we deserve. The more I talk to the unworldly professional classes around the dinner party table, I think perhaps we do. It will be confirmed in 2 years if the vacuous, tireless twit Dave gets in. Incidentally, anybody wants to buy a really tip-top dress shop in Strasbourg, give me the word, I know where there's one for sale.